This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for July the 1st. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 2 Corinthians 12:9. It says, "My grace is sufficient for you." End of quote. What God offers you surpasses all that the world ever provides you. There is no match to God's love, grace, compassion, and care. God offers you according to His foreknowledge and predetermined plan. God, who knows you good in all your ways, planned and offered you the very best. It surpasses in value than anything you would ever receive. You see, God says He loves you. His love is based on His unchanging character. It is not based on any condition of your behaviors, works, and efforts. God is the perfect and the true Father of you because He is the Creator God who knitted you together when you were in your mother's womb. God said in Isaiah 54:1, "For the mountains may depart and the hills be removed, but my steadfast love shall not depart from you, and my covenant of peace shall not be removed, who has compassion on you." End of quote. You see, the departure of mountains and the removal of hills is not something ordinarily happens. Even if such an unordinary thing happens, God says His steadfast love shall not depart from you. He makes a covenant of peace with you, and it shall never be removed. Therefore, you do not be scared of God. He is not angry with you. He established His eternal covenant of love and peace with you. God says, even if the closest one forgets you or forsake you, He will hold you close. Psalm 27:10 says, "For my father and my mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me in." ESV. However, the NLV translates, "Even if my father and mother abandon me, the Lord will hold me close." End of quote. Deuteronomy 31:6 says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you." End of quote. Did you hear what it says? He, the Lord, will never leave you nor forsake you. Therefore, do not be afraid or terrified. God says He will forgive you. No matter where have you been, no matter what you did, God is the true and only safe and secure refuge you have. Ephesians 1:7 says, "In Him, in Jesus, we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of His grace, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that He lavished on us." End of quote. Do you know what is God's riches of grace? Do you know what is the meaning that God lavished His grace on us? Read slow and think about that verse again. He forgives your trespasses and mistakes according to the abundant riches of His grace, which He lavishes. And your forgiveness is based on, the redemption is based on, the blood of Christ that is poured out for you. You see, do not think you cannot get back to normal. Do not think God cannot forgive you. In God, there is the lavishness of grace and forgiveness. Psalm 103:12-13 says this, "As far as the east is from the west, so far does He remove our transgressions from us. As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear Him." End of quote. Do you know how far is east from the west? I don't know, and nobody knows. He would remove your transgression as far as the east is from the west. It will never come back to you or haunt you. Bible says in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, "If we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." End of quote. From all unrighteousness means from all. Nothing is unforgivable for God in Jesus Christ. God says He has a beautiful and prosperous plan for your life. God says in Jeremiah 29:11, "I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." End of quote. There is no doubt He has a plan for your life. The plan has two aspects. Positively, it will prosper you, give you a hope and future. And negatively, it says His plan will not harm you. It will never harm you. His plans protect, safeguard you no matter what happens in this world. His plan protects and guides you through the experiences of suffering, sickness, and even death. I have much more to say about what God offers you. You see, it surpasses your wildest imaginations, and it is better than all that the world offers you. You have the security of unending love, never leaving presence, the forgiveness of your sins and shortcomings, a prosperous, hope-filled, and excited future in God. One more thing, God says, He revealed His beautiful and eternal plans in Christ Jesus, and what He carried out for your sake, Ephesians 3:11. You see, your offer described above is all wrapped up in a person called Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who died, buried, and rose again for you. And Jesus says and affirms this to you today, no matter what goes around you, listen, Jesus says, My grace is sufficient for you, end of quote. Would you pray with me? Father in heaven, I know what you offer surpasses in value than what the world offers and the people offers. Your love, grace, presence, forgiveness, and bright future all come in the person and the work of Jesus for me. I believe Jesus died, buried, and rose again for me. And I believe in the grace available in Jesus Christ. I accept Him as my Savior. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.